Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Debbie Brinsfield. She's here to talk about the community Thanksgiving dinner that's happening tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m. at A&B Founders Hall. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. It's always great to be on your show.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me. So we were just talking just a minute ago about the community Thanksgiving dinner that's happening tomorrow, and you called it a love letter to Sitka. Can you tell me more about what that means?
Well, the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood here in Sitka have sponsored this dinner for 40 years. And it is a love letter to Sitka because it's a place for everyone to come and to feel at home, and especially people that are missing their family members in the lower 48. It's a social hour. It's a fun time. It's lots of laughter and joy. And it's just our way of saying we love you, Sitka. And we could not do this without all the amazing donors that donate so generously every year. It's quite a big ticket to feed 300 or 400 people.
Yeah, I thought that was so surprising and incredible that, you know, this is a sit-down dinner. It's not, you don't stand in a line, but you're actually served, and it's 300 to 400 people. So can you tell me a little bit more about what goes into all that, the planning and the effort?
It's a lot of work, a lot of work. I have an awesome co-chair, Karen Lucas, that's been helping me. As a matter of fact, she is a substitute teacher, so she's teaching right now, or she would be right alongside me.
Mm-hmm.
And but it is an absolute wonderful time. There's a lot of work, but I don't look at it as work. I really enjoy working with people. I love people. And people that want to volunteer, they have huge hearts, and they want to give them themselves. And this is such a wonderful opportunity to come and volunteer and serve your community. Like today at 2 p.m., we'll be setting up and decorating the hall. Tomorrow, the day of, people, if they want to volunteer, they can come in at noon. We'll feed them before we put them to work. And then tonight, in the kitchen, if people want to help the cook, David Ness is our cook this year, if they want to help him pull turkey off the bone, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something to do. And my number is 738-4323. If you want to do something, just give me a call. I'll find your niche and put you where you'll be happiest.
And can you tell me a little bit more about David, the cook this year, and what's going to be on the menu?
I've known David for years and years. He's a fabulous chef. He's a wonderful cook. He loves what he does, and he's going to tackle this for us. He's done it in the past for us. And the menu is fabulous. We're going to have turkey, ham, red potatoes, green beans, broccoli. David's going to make his homemade cranberry sauce this year, which that's really wonderful. Mm. I prefer homemade cranberry sauce myself. So that's really a big pickup for the menu. And then Karen Lucas, my co-chair, she's making like 20 apple pies. The Blatchley Food and Nutrition class made 30 pumpkin pies. And then some people that come in for the dinner, they don't want to come in empty-handed. They want to give in some way. They bring desserts. And so we have just a fabulous dessert table with everything you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, like you said, it's sit-down dinner. When someone first told me about the community dinner when I first moved here, I was like, I don't really want to go and stand in line and be pushed and shoved.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked into the A&B Founders Hall and heard that wonderful music playing and everybody laughing and sharing stories and just enjoying themselves, I felt like I was home. It didn't hurt so bad that, you know, I wasn't able to go. I'm from Florida originally.
Mm-hmm.
So I really tell people, don't stay home and be alone and depressed. Cook your turkey on Friday and have it through the weekend and come and enjoy yourself. Spend the day with us.
And if you can't get out, you said you do also deliver.
Yes, we deliver to the fire department, the police department. This year I'm including both emergency rooms and both hospitals. And we also deliver to shut-in. So call that 738-4323 number if you have an elder, especially the elders that can't get out. Mm-hmm. We want to serve them. And Why Wait Taxi has volunteered to deliver all of our shut-in meals. So that's going to be wonderful. And we do this every year. This is our signature. This is another love letter to Sitka that we can do to show people that have served in this community for years and years. I know many, many wonderful volunteers like Betty DeChico that had a volunteer schedule for 7 days that volunteered everywhere. So people, if you are laid up or have any kind of problems getting out, please give me a call. We want to serve you your Thanksgiving dinner. And if you need anything else, just let me know. We'll make it happen.
And so the Thanksgiving dinner, 1 p.m. is the social hour. 2 is when you start serving food. Uh-huh. And during that social hour, you said there's also going to be music. Can you tell me more about that?
And Dominic Smith, who is Jada Smith's grandson, everybody in the community knows and loves him. He is the most talented, gifted piano player. When he plays, he just mesmerizes his audience. And he's going to be playing at 1 o'clock at the beginning of the social hour. So that is going to be a real treat, just having Dominic there this year.
And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Well, just I really want to encourage people that are new here in Sitka, that kind of haven't got their legs yet, come and enjoy and get to meet people and do, you know, volunteer for an hour, then sit down and meet other people. Just enjoy yourselves. And we all have so much to be thankful for. We have water. We have electricity. I mean, with all the hurricanes and the devastation that's happened in the world this year, there's not one of us that can't count many, many blessings that live in the United States.
I've been speaking with Debbie Brinsfield this morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
She's here. She was here to talk about the community Thanksgiving dinner that starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow at A&B Founders Hall. And if you're interested in volunteering, they still need volunteers. You can call her at 738-4323. Thanks again for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Catherine.